The play by Tony Kushner, Angels in America, subtitled A Gay Fantasia on National Themes, mesmerized audiences on Broadway in the early 90s and later on HBO. A scene from that play is this week's pick in our series, Scenes I Wish I'd Written. Here's NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
Meet David Henry Hwang, best known for his 1988 play M. Butterfly. Hwang says Tony Kushner's Angels in America stunned him.
It's funny, it's political, it's deeply humanistic, and it manages to take in so much of the world in a way that's clear and theatrical, and I was knocked out by it.
It's a piece, epic in proportion, that addresses the plague of AIDS. And I wonder what scene you, David Henry Hwang, would choose from it.
Well, I'm particularly enamored of Roy Cohn's monologue, where he tries to explain why it is that upon being diagnosed with what he will find out is AIDS, that he's not actually a gay man, although he does have sex with men.
This is Roy Cohn, a real-life character once, a lawyer, a bigot, a witch-hunting aide to McCarthy, involved with the execution of the Rosenbergs on espionage charges. In this scene, Roy Cohn is in his doctor's office, and with apologies to Tony Kushner, we must obscure some of the words that he wrote for this monologue.
Homosexuals are men who know nobody, and who nobody knows, who have zero clout. Does this sound like me, Henry?
No.
No. I have clout. Lots. I pick up this phone, I punch 15 numbers. You know who's on the other end? In under 5 minutes, Henry.
The president.
Better, Henry. His wife.
I'm impressed.
I don't want you to be impressed. I want you to understand. This is not sophistry, and this is not hypocrisy. This is reality. I have sex with men, but unlike nearly every other man of whom this is true, I bring the guy I'm s***ing to the White House. And President Reagan smiles at us and shakes his hand. Because what I am is defined entirely by who I am. Roy Cohn is not a homosexual. Roy Cohn is a heterosexual man, Henry, who f***s around with guys.
One of the reasons I love the speech is because it takes somebody who, to a large extent, is a villain or a monster who has done certain things historically that are reprehensible, but while retaining that quality and retaining everything that's quote-unquote bad about him, it also makes him human, complicated, fascinating, intelligent, and defines to me how good character is portrayed in a play.
Particularly in the hands and voice of Al Pacino.
Yes.
Well, David Henry Hwang, it's your turn now. Pick a scene from something you have written and tell us why you like it.
This is a play of mine called Golden Child, which started at the Public Theater in New York in 1996. And it's essentially based on the history of my family, about how my great-grandfather in the 1920s converted to Christianity in China and the effect that this had on his three wives. And in this particular speech, he's confronting first wife. He has found out that she has been not only trying to undermine his authority within the house, but also that she's been an opium addict for all this time. He implores her to speak honestly. And she says, "What is this mania for honesty? What is family anyway but a loose collection of people with nothing in common but blood? Does blood cause all people to think alike, to love or even like one another? Of course not. If we wandered wherever our emotions might take us, we would all have murdered each other ages ago. Confucius said, in order to rule the nation, a man must first rule himself. So rule yourself. Tell me you haven't seen or heard anything tonight which would soil the honor of our family, and then have the discipline to believe your own words. I have never stood in the way of change. But tell me, honored husband, how much change can people endure?"
Early in the play, she says something I love. She says, The fact that something is new simply means it has not had the time to disappoint us.
Right. She's a traditionalist. She's a fundamentalist. She's manipulative. She's ruthless. She's smart. And she wants to rule the household.
Oh, you know, I like her so much. I feel so sorry for her. And she's a dreadful human being.
Yeah, I suppose she sort of falls into the category also of people who do a lot of bad things, but within a play can be portrayed in a complex manner, and you can get to like them.
David Henry Hwang says the stories of his ancestors give context to his life. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
To see Roy Kahn's Doctor's Office monologue on video, visit our website, npr.org. Next Tuesday, our series, Scenes I Wish I'd Written, features the 1950 classic All About Eve.